janitor is the most common word for it, at the courthouse for many years, and then he also worked as a custodian, as they called it, for the post office. He did the same type of work, but there it was called custodian.
Uh-huh, I bet you they're going to.
Oh, yes.
The courthouse and the post office have a shared.
Yes. And then he went back to the courthouse. He didn't like the post office.
Oh, well.
Because there he didn't see as many people. And then, you know.
Yeah, everybody comes to the courthouse.
Yes, and he just had many friends there.
What about your mother? Did she just work at home or did she work out?
Just at home.
Okay.
Well, that's right. He was a locksmith, I would say.
Okay.
Self-educated. Locksmith. I mean, he learned on his own, and he made locks and opened locks that were trunks that were locked for many, many years.
Oh, how neat.
And he learned to pick them and open them, made keys. He did it all by hand. Mm-hmm. He did have a machine finally, but he filed most of the keys by hand.
Uh-huh.
In fact, we just sold his equipment just last year.
Hmm. Hmm. How much education did your parents have, do you know?
Well, my father had very little. I think fifth grade was his, now, and my mother, would you say eighth grade, probably? I really don't know what the level was.
You just go on top of the fire station.
Yeah, that's right, but I don't, that was the original high school, but how far she went into high school, I don't really remember.
Okay. Let's see, what about your husband? What does he do?
He's the area supervisor for Associated Milk Producers Incorporated.
I am not going to write that.
All right, put AMPI. I was going to give you that, and then I knew you'd say, what was that?
I'm going to say AMPI C-Tape.
It's a milk producer. It's a co-op.
Oh, okay.
But he's retiring. Tomorrow, his last day.
Wow. My father retires next summer. He can hardly wait. So he must be 65, is that right?
No, he's taking early retirement.
Oh, 60?
He's 62.
Oh. Okay.
He will work one day a week. But that's it.
Mm-hmm.
At the same job.
Uh-huh.
He's allowed to earn a certain amount of money, and they're going to let him work one day a week.
Uh-huh.
In order to earn his
extra
money.
Yeah, right. It's a better deal. Well, is he from this area, too?
Yes, he was born out at Freiburg.
How far away is it? It's in the same county.
Well, let's say 10 miles.
That's
close enough in round figures.
F-R-E-Y, is he spelled?
Mm-hmm. B-R-G.
Okay, is he a Lutheran, too?
Yes.
Okay.
He's American Lutheran now. He was Missouri.
Oh. Where is his family from?
The same area, Freiburg. Oh, yeah,
that too.
His mother and daddy, yes, are from the same area, Freiburg area.
Okay, what about before that?
His grandparents?
Are they German?
Yes, they're German. But, I have never heard them talk about where they came from.
It's all
written down at home, and I should know all of this, but I don't.
That's fine. Yeah, it's amazing what people don't know about their own parents, much less their spouse's parents, you know, mm-hmm. Your grandparents' son. But lots of people I talk to can't remember, you know.
Well, I do know that way back, they originated in the southern part of Germany. Mm-hmm.
His parents?
His grandparents. Uh-huh. And somewhere along, I don't know if it was great-grandparents, no, it probably was great-grandparents. They were Huguenots.
Oh,